We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me.
About 5:30, Wake Up the Wolf Show is on. Dale out this week. Annie and Chase are here. Chase just got here. All right, dude.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, it's a long hitchhike up from Randolph County, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, we're getting there one day at a time.
I believe it. Big show this morning. Alan Jackson tickets after 8 o'clock. Something about a Mexican pizza musical coming to.
Oh, yeah.
What an awful way to start a Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody.
I don't know about you, but I never come. I've been wrong.
Wake up with the wolf. You like that?
That's, wow. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Dale, Annie, and Chase. Dale is out this week, so you get me, Clay, J.D. Walker from the Wolf Afternoon Show. We got a big show this morning, right?
Yeah, we always do.
Big do time. You though?
Yeah, we do.
Do you
it's
though?
A game changer of a show today.
It is. So hang tight for Alan Jackson tickets. Highs today in the upper 70s. Another one of those, thank God I live in Carolina
We're
days.
We're all in the same boat.
The Wolf Show's on the air everywhere at 6:03. Good morning, Carolina.
You're teasing them. This is a killer song.
Nobody's going to ask me why I'm playing.
I've been trying to figure it out in my head this whole time.
You know, there's always a reason for why.
Wait,
he does what he does.
Is there something down the road happening in actual China Grove, North Carolina?
No.
You know what? That's a good observation. But no.
I knew it.
Annie, would you like to take a try?
With you, man, I don't know. What you got?
It's been a very educational week covering for Dale O'Brien and the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. And frankly, I'm going to be very sympathetic to your causes here who have to get up mega early. It's been a long time since I've done this, since 2016. That's a minute, right?
Yeah.
There is a whole different world at 4 a.m. coming to the radio station than I ever thought.
I'm trying to figure out where you're going.
Monday,
with
Waffle House guy.
Right.
Shout out to Hunter. Great conversation about country music and Struggle Jennings and Jelly Roll and all that stuff and how to make the perfect over medium egg. We had a great time. This morning, not so much.
Ooh.
Wait. Flipped so you, it went up. You went to Waffle House again?
No.
No.
Went to Sheetz. Trying to, you know, diversify my palate, homeboy.
Right. You weren't trying to mingle with them poor Sheetz employees when it's close to them getting off shift.
No. I walked in to the Sheetz up here by my house, and I legitimately ran into the Doobie Brothers. Like, if you catch my drift.
Got it.
Some may say Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Really? We're up in smoke.
Really?
In the MTO line.
Did you get a contact buzz?
And legit, no. Yeah, well, yes. But legit, like, I have never in my life seen anybody open this up before they even paid for it. And they made a mess, too. You're never going to believe.
Ooh.
And nobody did anything about it. And I felt like I needed to step in.
Okay.
Oh, great.
I'll tell you about it next. At 6:05, Roll one up for God, man, you wake up with the Wolf.
I'm changing lanes and talking on the phone, driving now. Come on. Don't you know the days go by?
Okay. For my jam here.
Wake Up the Wolf Show.
Ooh, yeah.
Ran into the Doobie Brothers this morning at the Sheets.
In High
Lord,
Point.
I feel bad for people who work in the service industry and tolerate the redonkulousness of people. Just period. Man, I guess I forgot what the world looks like at this time of day. But walked in, thought I'd get myself, treat myself.
To the
two burritos for $4.
Oh, the ones you see on the top of the gas station.
Huh?
Or the gas.
So walk in and it smells like a Jamaican sauna in there. I'm like, what is going on at 5 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning in High Point? Well, I get why they call it High Point.
Ooh.
These two dudes, I kid you not, guys, were stumbling over the MTO machine, like trying to, and they're laughing. They're going, well, below it are bags of pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
And legit, Annie, started opening the bags, opening, eating them, and making a mess, just like a Tasmanian devil would have.
I don't think that was marijuana doing that.
You don't think so?
No. I wouldn't know from personal experience, but I would know.
I don't know, man. They looked sleepy-eyed, no doubt about it. But they were having a good time. And, man, they had to tore open 4 or 5 bags of pork rinds right there in the middle of the sheets.
While
nobody did anything.
They didn't take them up to the register and pay for them?
Yeah.
No. No.
Hmm.
Not a thing.
While they're ordering more food.
So what'd you do? I know you stepped in. You said something. I know you did.
He comes in bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on over here?
I was like, what y'all boys doing over here? You're right. You're so right. We struck up a very interesting conversation about the Lord Jesus Christ and living a clean and sober life, clearly.
Did you let him know where your church was?
No, Annie, I did not. I actually did nothing.
Oh, really?
I did absolutely nothing because I was appalled. I was like, I can't believe like this is going on now.
You didn't even take a picture or video of it?
No, because, again.
Who are you today?
I'm not myself. This waking up at this time of day to be on the radio is not looking. It's not a good look on me. I figured like by Wednesday I'd have a good routine down while Dale is out. No. No, I wanted my burritos and I wanted to move on.
Well, apparently you've got a better routine than the two of us do because we do this every morning and you were here before either one of us.
About that.
Yeah.
We need to have a meeting after the show.
All right.
Hold the 10:30 meeting.
So bless everybody who is up and moving at this time of day and trying to get their day started. And if you're just getting out of work as you had to deal with ridiculous people in a service industry job and the overnights, I bless you. And I hope your day gets so much better. We're going to hopefully make it even better with Alan Jackson tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And a big apology to the city of Asheboro coming up in the next hour of the Wake Up of the Wolf Show.
I never get lonely. I got these ghosts. Yeah, what's your country song?
Wake Up with the Wolf. Good morning. By the way, one of you owes some of our friends in Randolph County a big apology.
Oh. Really?
Uh-huh. We'll get to that next on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Kind of disappointed, Chase. I'm looking at you. I think it was you.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Don't let anybody tell you.
Somebody's going to have to do it this morning. It's going to be either you, Annie, or it's going to be you, Chase. Because, look, I'm...
Let's be honest.
I don't like this. So Wake Up with the Wolf Show is on, and we have some of our best friends and most loyal listeners Asheboro. Mm-hmm. Don't you me.
I agree. No, I'm agreeing with you.
You haven't even let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
You don't want to agree with what I'm about to say because I'm mad. Flipping through Facebook last night, and I know it wasn't me. I know Dale is off work. I know Katie Neal isn't thinking about this. And I see this post pop up on my timeline. Does somebody want to read what it says?
I'll read it.
From 93.1 The Wolf?
I'm in a bad place right now. Not mentally. I mean like Asheboro, North Carolina.
Annie's laughing, so I presume it was her that posted this nonsense.
I will 100% take the credit for this, but not wholeheartedly because... you know me, I post all the memes here, and I had kind of gotten this off of somebody else, and originally said a different town, but Chase and I discussed and agreed that Asheboro made us laugh the most when we put it on there.
The reason why is because she gave an option of another city, and I said, hey, I was born right down the road, grew up there, graduated from the wonderful Randolph County school system.
Asheboro.
Let's just have some fun. My backyard.
Here's the issue, though. There's people who read it probably as, like I was saying, it's a terrible place.
Yes, that's exactly how I took it.
No, it's not what that means. It's just,
it is. If you read the comments, that's what people have. That's how people took it, Annie.
Three people. It's satire.
Look, no, somebody said, if you don't like it, there are planes that leave here every day.
Where?
From where?
Out of Asheboro? Where?
I don't know. They said it.
I'm trying to look for that comment.
You're
going
to have to. Look, here's the deal. The first place, it was July of 2007, they hired my redneck butt from West Virginia, and they said, hey, man, we want you to be a part of this team at 93.1 The Wolf, and we want you to go meet some of our best fans, and they all are in Asheboro.
They are.
That was the first place I ever went, Lowe's Foods parking lot on right off of Dixie Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Finest people in the triad. And simple.
You know me, I've been in Asheboro a million times. I love the people out there.
No.
But
no, you can't. No. You posted it.
I hated on Yadkinville 2 days ago.
Why are you hating on Yadkinville?
It said about, did you see it talking about Morgan Wallen's song? Can you imagine if a man was like, I can't love you more than Yadkinville, North Carolina?
She posted it, but I approved the Asheboro.
Both of y'all need banned from social media because Yadkinville is a piece of God's green pasture. Especially at this time of morning when you're driving up 421 and the sun's poking up over Yadkinville. You see the sun over top of the fields and the farms? No?
If you can't joke about yourself, man, you can't joke at all.
Here's the deal. In the South, and both of you are born and bred long-term Southerners here, like your homies, you never make fun of somebody's hometown.
If it said Kernersville, I'd laugh my butt off. I 100% would laugh my butt off.
Of course, it's Kernersville because that's not... Of course, it's like St. Thomasville, right?
What's wrong with Asheboro?
No, I'm just saying, look, just...
Planes, trains, and automobiles leaving out of there every day.
Well, there's a park bus.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Lord Almighty. God, I think we might have... It might not have gone the way I hoped it did right there.
Wow. There's a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance.
Looking back, guess there's just one place I haven't gone. I moved everywhere.
Hey, I got a really neat text last night from Matt Stell. He is playing in South Carolina Friday night. He's going to stop by here on his way through. I don't know how that's going to work, but he wants to come by and say hi after we're done with the morning show.
Uh-huh.
I'll get the megaphone to yell up at him, hey, up there!
I mean it.
'Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from.
Alan Jackson, tickets on the show after 8 o'clock this morning. I played this song to salute my friends in Asheboro after Annie Camp on the Wake Up of the Wolf show blatantly offended them on Facebook last night.
Oh my gosh. I offended three people. Three.
Are we sure, though?
Who couldn't take the joke.
Are we sure, though?
I'm positive.
I think what we'll do, and this might be good retribution, Chase, back me on this.
I'll just cross out Asheboro and put North Carolina.
No.
What?
No, I think what we do is we take a field trip to Asheboro after the show, and we do an educational moment with Annie and teach her why Asheboro is like the gem of the Piedmont Triad.
I think this is might be an overreach.
How?
Because I've been to Asheboro. I've seen it. I was at the zoo on Sunday.
Field trips, dog.
Been there.
Best field trip on the planet. Dive into that next on the Wake Up of the Wolf Show.
You come over when your wine's all gone.
Hey, good morning from all of us here at the Wake Up the Wolf Show. It's Dale, Annie, and Chase. Dale, we'll be back on Monday. Thank God. You got me until then. Just a couple more days. I promise. I think it's a good idea, though. And so far, the feedback's been pretty positive on the text line, 336-680-WOLF, that, yeah, after the show, we take a Wake Up the Wolf Show field trip to Asheboro so Annie gets to see how great Asheboro truly is. It's field trip season. Why not?
Can y'all take me to the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Biggest mall trip of my life.
We'll take you. We'll have lunch at the knockoff cookout, not the real cookout, but the what's that one called?
Dixie Express.
Yeah. And we'll have an early dinner at the knockoff Waffle House. It's down there. What's that one called?
The Huddle House.
Golden Skillet or something. I think it's over there.
Oh, right there by the Harris Teeter.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, wait, hold on. Harris Teeter?
No,
Lowe's Foods.
Ain't no Harris Teeter.
Easy. We're trying to redeem ourselves at Randolph County.
Sorry, the second bougie one, Lowe's Foods parking lot.
I gotta say, they got it. Jesus, stop.
I've eaten at Coaches out there. I've been to Cutting Up Hair Salon. I have been in the Asheboro area.
So that's it. Field trips. Field trips are everybody because it is field trip season.
Oh, love them. Love field trips.
You know, if you get to go to the zoo. Oh,
yeah.
Had that Lunchable packed up, ready to go.
So I'm dealing with this right now. My son's a first grader. So last year he didn't get his first field trip as a kindergartner because, you know, COVID.
Rona. Yeah.
And this year, I think they're just trying to ease themselves back into the field trip game.
Mm-hmm.
They sent a letter home and they said, by the way, we're going to take our first grade field trip to the trampoline park.
Hey!
Off of Bryan Boulevard.
That sounds like fun.
Wait a minute. What year are we living in now? Like, they get to go as a first. We never had field trips like that.
Well, no. We didn't have trampoline parks.
They never would have ever had us do anything fun at a field trip.
They would say, hey, go to this old-timey Revolutionary War village, take 10 notes.
And sign a waiver before you go. You even sign in a waiver for the jumpy place?
So you have to, you had to do a book report after, is that what you're saying?
What did you learn?
Oh my gosh. No. Annie, what about you, field trip-wise? Did you do anything fun? Did you get to do anything fun like this?
When I tell you, I might have had a couple of fun field trips like Lazy Five Ranch, but when I tell you I had the most disappointing field trips out of other people, 100%, it was an upset.
What'd you have?
So, in fifth grade, all the kids would go to Washington, D.C. Nice. That was the thing, and you look forward to it. All the grades above, you've always gone.
Oh, yeah.
And so, here comes my chance to go. Sadly, it was a year or two after 9/11, so they were still treading lightly on taking us places, and I understood that wholeheartedly. Well, a bunch of people went to the Outer Banks.
Oh,
that's
a banger. Are you joking?
That's a killer trip going to the Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah.
And so, us, though, we got to go to Camp Raven Knob.
What? Nice.
It's like a summer camp. And so, the aesthetic of it was cool. The girls got to sleep in their cabin, the boys in theirs, with bonfires. Oh, you eat in a mess hall.
It was a sleepover field trip?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're complaining about that?
Yeah, that's next level.
I was in fifth grade.
Yo.
The boy I wanted to like me wouldn't even look twice at me. I didn't care about staying in there.
I waited outside his cabin that night.
I wish. Old Kevin Turner.
Okay, so you got to do a stayover instead of Washington, D.C.
Well, that would have been a stayover, too, and so was Outer Banks. So either way, I was staying over, but it was the fact that it wasn't cool.
And what about you, Chase? Did you go field trips? Did you go to Burr Mill Park? Or
We go to the National Military Park or the Planetarium. But for me, that Planetarium was awesome.
Let me tell you what took the cake. I think it was either 6th or 8th grade. I don't know why those two stick out, but everybody goes on, you normally have a field day. Well, we didn't have a field day. We had a field day trip.
Okay.
So people got to go all the fun places, like a Celebration Station or the arcade or something like that. My class got to go to the putt-putt on Main Street in High Point. The one without the animals or anything fun.
You mean the one beside the cookout?
Yeah, just the one with just the holes. That's it.
Annie, what is wrong with you this morning? First you're hating on Asheboro, now you're hating on my putt-putt golf course.
That putt-putt is not great.
Nah.
In the words of my son, it sucks.
Oh, Annie, you're killing me this morning. Good Lord.
I hope she makes you like it did only.
Seems very appropriate that this song is playing on the Wake Up of the Wolf show at 7:05. Because, the Johnny Depp case is going on. I guess the judge needed a vacation. Rightfully so.
Right in the middle.
So while he's on his little sabbatical beachside, Johnny Depp's ex decided to come out and have something to say. But the X from 1989!
No. Is that really relevant anymore?
I don't know. We'll find out next after this song from Dustin.
Well, look who it is. Last call, I thought again. I was just thinking about you. Oh, I was just thinking about you.
Hair Rush singing Wake Up With The Wolf Show on your radio. Dale, Annie, and Chase here. Dale back on Monday. You get me, America's fill-in guy, Clay, from the Wolf Afternoon Show.
Wah, wah, wah.
Glad to be here. Thinking about you and exes back in. We're following the Johnny Depp case, and we've been talking about a lot of, you know, in the hallways here at the radio station, and because it's everywhere. It's on TikTok, it's on Reels, and it's really hard to believe all the crap that goes on in the courtroom between Johnny and his old lady, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was in this trial, I would not at all make this public. All the audio that's been playing?
No. Well, now, check this. So, you know, everybody comes out of the woodwork during these things. Everybody's got an opinion about something, and everybody comes out and says what they think is going on. Well, now, Johnny Depp's ex-fiancé, from 1989, has got something to say.
Look, that's been way too long to have an input.
Listen to this. This is, do we know who Jennifer Grey is?
Dirty Dancing. Baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then, are you at all shocked by what you've heard or seen about him now?
I don't know him. I haven't known him for 30 years. The whole thing makes me insanely sad. These are people who are damaged and continuing to damage each other. It breaks my heart.
I mean it.
She's not lying, but she doesn't have much leg to stand on. They only dated for 9 months in 1989, briefly engaged, and she called it off before her 29th birthday.
Don't you dare question love.
But
somebody.
Again, bringing something like this up, how would you feel if one of your exes from 30 years ago had something to say? Holler at us at 681.
Well, the boys around here don't listen to the Beatles run, old boy. Still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you.
Jennifer Grey isn't still chasing after Johnny Depp, right? We didn't think that way.
No. She doesn't care.
That was a comment somebody had asked.
Basically said, well, you dated him. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, God, that's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
But she started off right by saying, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale, Annie, and Chase. Dale will be back on Monday. Clay here in for Dale. Is it weird people are taking sides between Johnny Depp and his old lady? I mean,
No, I don't think so.
Maybe.
Because this happens in real life, not just in. We got to unpack it next. Good morning.
I told my mama, I told my friends when it comes to her.
Oh my gosh, this music is slapping right this morning. Wake Up With The Wolf Show, Dale, Annie, and Chase right here. Because, real deal, this is how real life goes in our own real life versions of the Johnny Depp case.
Absolutely.
You know, it's all aired out there. We talked about this Monday, I think it was, where we lay all this stuff out to our friends, and then they have to choose a side, and then all of a sudden, you get back together.
I don't like the whole choosing sides thing. I think that it's just weird. Everybody has this obsession with Johnny Depp and thinking he is this innocent victim. And it's just weird to me because it's a toxic relationship both ways. They both have a lot of issues, clearly. And so I get that, you know, I don't know. I just think it's weird that we're kind of glorifying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if this was Amber's being posed as like an abuser or whatever, but it's like, I don't know. This would be blown up if it was a man, but it's not getting blown up because she's a woman abuser.
You know, I never really thought of it in that way. Say that part again a little bit slower so it sinks into the thick skull of mine.
So Amber, we've heard a lot of things about her hitting Johnny doing other things like that. I don't know. I think she's a narcissist, and I think that, you know, if it was Johnny hitting her, this would be a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly this is, you know, I don't know. We're just not, I don't see the light and not necessarily the hatred, but the hating on them for this.
But you think if it was Johnny the other way around, it would have been open and shut case and it wouldn't be everybody driven down the middle of it and it wouldn't have been all over TikTok? Or what do you think?
I don't know. You know, she's a narcissist and there is this thing, you know, with people who abuse, they abuse so much physically, mentally that it causes their abuse, like the abusee, mm-hmm. to become violent in that way too. It's like a chain reaction. So who knows what happened behind closed doors with the hitting part of it, whether he hit her first, mm-hmm. she hit him first, it triggered the other way around, whatever. I just don't get the glorifying of it the obsessing over it.
That's the problem, though. These court cases, everybody is going to choose a side. That's how it always is. No matter what you think, somebody's going to be, yes, they're the winner, or yes, they're the loser.
So you're thinking then that it's human nature.
Absolutely.
We're always going to pick a side, no matter what.
Correct.
Annie, you're telling me that we probably just, all of us as people, need to take about two steps backward.
You know, and I will say, I was falling in line with the whole, oh, I'm on Johnny's side, Amber's crazy. But then I started looking at it again, and I'm like, they're both a little crazy. There's some, definitely some, they need to both probably go see a therapist, work this out if they're not already seeing one. You know, there's, you know, we're all about mental health now. Yeah. There's clearly some issues there with both of them, deeply rooted.
And that's just us out here as the public looking at things.
Yeah.
You know, big scale celebrity things. But
I think everybody probably should go see a therapist.
But let's let's take it a different way, though, right? So we're all adults here. We all have friends that go through married troubles and that sort of thing. Would you do the same thing if it was your best friend? Ooh. Take a side or no? Hang on, we'll talk about it.
Wood crackle in the fall air, red dirt playing on the rails.
Yo, good morning from your pals here at the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale, Annie, and Chase over there. Dale will be back on Monday. There was supposed to be a button push here.
It's cornbread and chicken where I come from.
Sorry, I had to make it really feel like Dale was here. Computer's glitching, guys. Oh, Lord.
Now get real mad about it.
Let's get real mad, red face, send some emails. It'll be a good time. Hey, at 8:05, we got a chance to go see this guy at the Greensboro Coliseum. Last time we saw Alan Jackson in town, I think it would have been at the Joel.
It was.
It was.
That's been a long time ago.
It was cold and partly raining, snowing, I think.
All right, Ed Matthews.
yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, they were at the Band Perry's. Good show. We'll give you free tickets at 8:05. But first, real talk. Annie, you say that we may not be doing the right thing, spending so much time with our face in the Johnny Depp trial.
Yeah, it's a lot of toxicity that is no one's business but their own, I feel.
And you said that we may be glorifying mental illness in...
Well, yeah, we're making light of it in a sense, I feel like. Because, like I said, there's both something just not totally right with either one of them. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, the memes and the TikToks and the jokes coming out of it. I mean, someone pooped in somebody else's bed. You're not right in the head.
No. You may have a good point.
I've been pretty mad at an ex, but never enough to drop my drawers on their bed sheets. That's all I'm saying.
Pink eye.
So how do you... Chase.
I'll be farting a pillow.
Guys, stop it, guys. Jesus. People are trying to eat their breakfast here. Lord almighty. But, you know, I get it. It's also a nice distraction from all the drama in the world. And, it, you know, it also kind of sort of relates to stuff that we're dealing with. Some of us in our personal lives, maybe. Because, look, we either are going through relationship issues or we have friends that are going through relationship issues. And, Chase, as you said, it's kind of human nature to take a side.
We love taking sides and we love being in other people's business.
Well, do we take a side when it's our friends? So forget it was Johnny for a minute. And forget it's these people that are in the public eye. And let's say it's your sister-in-law.
Okay.
And her husband. And they're having issues. And do you take a side then?
You would give them the benefit of the doubt, I would say. But then you'd have to sit back and look and go, okay, well, what's the facts?
But you're telling me you're still going to take a side some point.
You would.
Right?
Okay, maybe.
Am I hearing that right? Maybe Annie, you hearing that right?
Yes. I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I have been the one in the relationship where I've had people take my side, but have people take his side. And I am very honest and upfront to admit when I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And try to see it from the outside looking in. But this was a relationship where I literally did nothing wrong. Ever. Like, I literally did exactly what you want a girlfriend to do. The entire time.
Yeah.
No drama. This person had all the drama, all the hot mess, all the craziness. Not right in the head. And caused a whole bunch of issues. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at it. People would take his side just because they were his friend.
Well, that's the question then. And it's so like... Do you tell people don't take a side here, or do you just hold the stuff inside and not share it with other people?
You know, at the end of the day, it's no one's business but those people's business. But at the same time, everybody talks to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one of my first boyfriends was terrible too, and I would tell everybody all the awful things he did to me. But then we get back together, and then they look at me like, Didn't
like,
you just
what's
say,
your deal?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You know, you keep getting back to him, but you said just yesterday you were crying about all this crappy stuff he said to you, and then today you're back in his...
That's that Never Say Never song, right? Yeah. The one we just played. What do you do about that then? I mean, how do you walk into that situation and all your friends are looking at you? I mean,
I did it. Like I said, I did it a bunch of times. Two boyfriends. Yeah. Did it a bunch of times. People didn't want them around. They did all these awful things to me, turn around, act like we're a happy couple the next day, you know, and it's... I don't know.
So do we extend grace to our friends and not do that anymore?
You have to understand that people don't understand how to let go sometimes. As much as you're like, oh my God, you want to shake them, you know, like, please get it through your head. This is never going to work.
Yeah.
It's not ever going to change until they're ready to change that situation.
Well, and it may not be what you think. You know, we get in the heat of the moment, as clearly the Johnny Depp trial is showing.
Mm-hmm.
They get in the heat of the moment and just crap starts flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know what goes on because we're not there.
Yeah, nobody's behind closed doors. Nobody knows who's right, who's wrong.
But y'all, with that whole TikTok and her something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how can you not laugh at that? I mean, how can you?
There's a lot of comical stuff that comes. The hearsay stuff, hilarious. That's just Johnny being an actor, just being on. You
know, we're awful people. Clearly is what Annie's trying to tell us all.
You're terrible.
Thanks,
awful.
Annie. I appreciate that.
It was a Friday night. No cover, but the cover band.
Have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy.
That's all I'm asking for this week. At 7:50 on the Wake Up of the Wolf Show, Dale, Annie, and Chase. Dale will be back on Monday. I'm just asking you, all of you, I'm looking at you, Chase and Annie, to have mercy, because I'm pulling two shows this week, morning and afternoon. This is not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
It totaled up, made one show for him.
Well,
one 10-hour back-to-back fun time for the whole family.
Woo!
So when you hate on me for how the birthday segment goes...
It wasn't me hating on you. It was me receiving complaints because you did not do our birthday, the closeout.
What do you mean I didn't do what? What didn't I do? When
we
was
were
this?
Talking about something and you rolled the next song and you didn't close out the birthdays yesterday.
Yesterday?
I believe it was
so I didn't do this part?
Happy birthday to you.
Right. And you broke hearts.
And I got complaints over this?
You broke hearts.
Hold the phone. So you could post stuff on Facebook about Ashboro.
Right.
And be fine with it. But I don't play the birthday close.
I didn't break
close.
No children's hearts, though.
Ooh.
You did.
Oh, my God. Birthday time. I'm doing the best I can
don't
here.
Don't mind the beginning.
Songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebration.
You know, next time Dale O'Brien takes time off, I'm just going to call Chad Tucker. He could come in here and do this. He's good at everything else. And ain't nobody going to complain about Chad Tucker, period.
You're right.
He's a good, fine American.
Sweetheart.
Stokes County sweetheart. All right, let's go with the birthdays, Annie.
Hallelujah. It's time, my favorite time of the day, celebrating the local celebrities of the triad. And if you want to be on this super special list, all you got to do is go to 931wolfcountry.com and submit yours there. Now, let's get to the celebrating of Caroline Tanner from Walkertown.
Oh, Caroline, come on.
Happy birthday to you and my pal Kenny Grimsley out of High Point, man.
Yo, Kenny.
Hope you have the best day, Kenny. I really do.
Kenny G!
Kenny G, that's right. Not the one who plays all the instruments, but he can play the fart noise pretty good.
There you go, Annie. You ruined Kenny's birthday.
Oh, no. I love Kenny. All right. Also celebrating today, Zach Sink of Germantown.
Yep.
Mickey Sapp from Kernersville. My old teacher, Doug Foudy, Mr. Foudy of Winston-Salem.
What do you teach?
Memorable birthday. Memorable
he's,
guy.
He's a memorable teacher. He's one of my favorites. I just, by blank.
You know why
it was middle school. You know, you have like six classes at once.
You know why he was your favorite teacher?
Why? Because
he's cool. And he listens every morning and he messages me all the time.
That's it.
Because he always wheeled in the TV with the VCR.
Yeah, Bill, was the
Bill,
TV.
Bill.
Yeah, we're all watching VeggieTales today, guys. Come on.
So happy birthday to Mr. Fowdy. Lillian Kinley of Trinity is one today. She'll probably never remember her birthday shout-out, but we're happy to be celebrating alongside of her.
Smashing cake all over her face. That's love right. her first
so
birthday.
So cute. Heather Fulp of Reidsville celebrating.
Hey, Heather. Yeah. Love Heather.
You know Heather?
I do. Yeah. Yes.
Reidsville.
Yep.
Susan Hampton of Summerfield and Miranda Frontis of Yadkinville, all Word. Celebrating today.
Nice.
And not a big celebrity list, but you share it with Cam Newton, 33. That's
how
all.
How is that not a big celebrity? That's the biggest.
No, I mean like not like a large list of them. It's just one today. Cam Newton.
Of all
33.
The birthdays to share with.
The guy that's good at
the
basketball.
The great Cambino. Why do you ruin
Shut
everything?
Shut up, Chase.
Sports.
Why do you ruin everything?
Is that all we have for birthdays?
And just in case we missed yours, you better hit it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I could have pulled the Dale O'Brien. It just glitched on me. Call IT. I don't know what happened.
Stop all these buttons. Fun of them.
After 30 years, I don't know what these buttons do. Good Lord. Alan Jackson tickets. Less than 10 minutes away. Wake up with the Wolf Show. No complaints over birthdays this morning, I presume. We're good?
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Good news. Tomorrow morning, if you're right here at this time, Throwback Thursday
Fun. Hey!
Can't wait to wake up with you right here.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the butter lightly? I've got some famous friends. I've got some famous friends.
Woo! Hey! What a fine way to start a Wednesday morning. Waking up with the Wolf, Dale, Annie, and Chase.
Watch this.
Dale will be back here on Monday. Why you never, ever want to skimp on this one thing at your wedding.
Ooh.
I want you all to knock it around in your head what it might be, and I'll give you the absolute lowdown next after Blake Shelton. Good morning, y'all.
I'm going to take you for a date. Take you for a ride.
We about to beat the Wolf for Alan Jackson tickets here in just a hot minute. Hang on to your britches. You got it on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale will be back on Monday. Nanny and Chase are here. I'm Clay from the afternoon show. Good Lord Almighty, what a day. Did anybody like cheap out on their wedding?
Yes. I had the most thriftiest wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah, I stayed under $5,000. That included the venue.
Wow. Got a girl.
Y'all were there. It was a nice wedding.
It was a nice wedding.
It was. Yeah.
I went too cheap. Hey, look, I told Tiffany straight up. I said, hey, look, we got two options. Buy a new house or have a nice wedding. She goes, I really don't like the house you have now. It's like kind of a dump and it smells like cigarettes and there's dog hair everywhere. True on all levels. $3,500 was mine.
Nice.
And I regret it every day because you go back and, man, that stuff is forever. Chase, did you guys?
We went all out.
You know they did. They pulled out all the stops. They're still in debt with that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you could have bought a Benzo.
We've been in debt way before that.
Okay, so when you put your wedding together, if you got kids getting married this summer, or maybe you're planning your wedding, there are things to skimp on. What would you think like the number one thing you would probably cut corners on that was like easy, you would be fine without? Like centerpieces maybe?
Yeah, like certain decor or like gifts or the shirts that the bridesmaids wear while getting ready, that kind of stuff.
Probably not the photographer.
No.
If you want those memories to last a lifetime.
So everybody now is a wedding photographer.
Everybody.
They get themselves the little Canon on the Amazon.
I take photos.
And they go put a Facebook page up.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they're doing everybody's weddings and all that stuff. And it's a high anxiety thing, even just thinking about this out loud, because there's a couple up in Pennsylvania. They got married. Now their wedding photos are everywhere.
That bad, huh?
Here's why. The guy could take photos, but a lot of them, as you would imagine, when you're taking pictures, people blink.
Mm-hmm. We're out of focus.
This guy sucks at Photoshop. Like, he's bad at it.
That's the biggest part about these photos, is that you can get a decent shot, but it's the editing that really makes that photo look good.
Well, he thought it was a good idea to add fake eyes To anybody who happened to be blinking when their photo was taken.
Man.
Y'all, this is radio, so people can't see what I'm about to show Annie and Chase.
Oh, man. It's funny, but not for the family that can't get these moments back.
Oh. This poor guy has got like one. He looks like Left Eye. He's got
How
one
does
in
someone
blue ribbon.
Create that and say, this looks good. I'm going to send this to them.
It looks like you took NyQuil and DayQuil at the same time.
That is a perfect representation of this.
The bride, honest to God, I think you could call her first and third. And I mean that in the most loving kind of way.
Yeah, yeah. Aww.
Or she got one eye looking at you and the other eye looking for you. I mean, you did a really bad Photoshop job.
Yeah.
Annie, if you would, see if you could share that on our Facebook page.
Oh, I'm absolutely sharing that.
I thought it would be chairs. You wouldn't skimp on chairs. That's what I was thinking.
Most of the times those come with the venue.
But they can be cheap. I don't want the aluminum ones.
Your family's not that fat, Chase. Don't worry about that, right? You don't need to worry about that.
I'm the fat one.
All right, beat the Wolf. Caller 20, 680-WOLF to play right now. Good luck.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep checking my good time.
Good time.
Trying to catch a good time. Good time.
I think I got a bite.
And a little nibble right there.
Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken.
Your Wake Up with the Wolf show is on. Is that a thunderstorm I hear in my headphones, or is that just Annie messing with her microphone?
It's not me. I swear, it just moved by itself.
There's ghosts.
Thanks, Scooby.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, we will be in full-fledged Wake Up with the Wolf Show Throwback Thursday mode. So why don't you go ahead and sneak in your requests, dedications, and obituaries of local concern at 336-680-WOLF. We'll get it on, all right?
Ah, sounds like a plan.
I think that sounds like a great plan to me. Almost as cool of a plan as going to go see this guy. Where's Pentora?
Kentucky.
That's in Mississippi.
He didn't say Pentora. He said Kentuck.
Nope.
I'm looking lyrics up now.
All right, we're going to play Beat the Wolf, Annie. We got to focus here. We got to get somebody some Alan Jackson tickets. Coming to the Greensboro Coliseum. When? September 10th?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. We got Kirby on the line from Lexington. Man, you having a good morning?
All right, let's do it.
All right, here's the deal. You got to answer all these questions correctly. Outrun the wolf. If you do, you get to go see Alan Jackson at the Greensboro Coliseum. If not, we're going to leave these tickets to your next of kin. All right?
All right, I'm up for it. Let's go.
Yeah. All right.
10 questions, 30 seconds. Can you beat the wolf?
These all have the word 5 o'clock in them somewhere. Here we go. First one. When you shave and have this stubble.
5 o'clock shadow.
What time is it somewhere?
5 o'clock.
Usually quitting time is at this time.
5 o'clock.
This T-Pain song features Wiz Khalifa.
What?
5 o'clock.
It is. Having tea in the afternoon can also mean this.
5 o'clock. I don't know that one.
Oh, man. The wolf done chewed him up. What is a Wiz Khalifa?
It's a song by T-Pain and Wiz Khalifa.
I don't even know what that is. Is that Alan Jackson's song?
That is Alan Jackson.
Poor Kirby got mauled by the wolf. Man, because, again, Chase, your questions were not that good.
They were great.
They were not that good. But so that's okay. We'll leave tickets to Kirby's next of kin. So somebody, at least in his family, is going to go enjoy the Alan Jackson
show. His wife's going for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Kirby, we appreciate you waking up with the wolf this morning. Chase, we need to talk after the show about your question writing ability.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past 9.
Well, man, it does to me.
Yo, good morning from all of us at the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale, Annie, and Chase here. Dale will be back on Monday morning. God knows, man.
I just choked on air.
We're going to leave this hot mess expressed to him. Tomorrow morning, we have our Wake Up with the Wolf show Throwback Thursday on. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have, and completely, man, I don't know how you guys do this every day.
Being awesome?
I get it. We just wing it.
My God. Because I just realized, like, oh my God, it's time to do that thing where Chase talks about the stuff we probably ought to know, but deep down inside.
Did we miss all that?
We probably
breezed over the five.
No, I'm trying. I think it's time to do it, isn't it?
I've got it ready. I'm ready when everybody
is. Is this the button right here?
And now it's time for
Five.
things you need to know.
Because heaven forbid I get an email like we did with the birthdays where I forgot to hit the right button and they were mad we ruined their morning.
Hey,
for
my
their
girls
kids.
At the U-Haul place in Kernersville love the five things.
Oh boy, here we go. Brace ourselves.
Are you tired of a traditional wedding cake and want to save a little bit of money? I have a solution for you.
Oh boy.
Cheesecakes by Alex is offering solutions like simple chocolate, white chocolate raspberry, and strawberry red velvet as an option for cheaper. All couples are invited too for sampling to make final decisions.
I could get married again. I love Cheesecakes by Alex.
Are you both plugging this so you get something free?
No,
because it
do
really
that.
Does no. sound like that.
No, I'm just commenting on how delish. It
I know
is.
Chase, who said he was going to get a new set of tires on his broke down car by renting the same car from Enterprise and mm-hmm. stealing the wheels.
He's the scammer. He's the scambino.
No, I'm not.
The great
I know what
scambino.
You're doing. I'm on to your tricks,
No,
Chase.
You're not. Hey, Crocs is giving away. This was cool. They did this like 3 years ago.
They do it every year.
Crocs is giving away 10,000 free pairs of clogs this week to nurses and healthcare workers in honor of National Nurses Week.
It's nice. Really cool.
And that's they're very cool. comfortable.
Yep, that's it.
Are they the fur-lined ones or are they the regular
no,
ones?
No, they're regular. They're regular.
So I got a pair of Luke Combs ones.
Nice.
Okay, that were fur-lined. For Christmas a couple of years ago, about 3 weeks into wearing them, they smelled like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you mean they just smell like Fritos? Because that's exactly how shoes smell when your feet start stinking them up.
I can't get that. I want to wear them. They're really cool looking, but
you should have worn them with socks.
They smell like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, I
not
never,
Fritos. It legitimate. Think about this, Cool Ranch.
As soon as they
Doritos.
Put fur inside those, I'm like, how is that going to work? People's feet sweat.
Gross.
Hey, get ready. Coming up on Sunday, the blood supermoon is coming.
Sweet.
It's actually a lunar eclipse as well. So it's going to be red. Like legit red.
And
red.
Mercury cool. is now in retrograde, mm-hmm. people.
And that explains this morning. Got
yeah. That's right. Hey, so men and women are now using Rogaine to try and grow thicker eyebrows.
Oh, my gosh.
Women say they want their eyebrows to look like the Kardashians. Men want thicker eyebrows because it makes them look more masculine.
I think I figured out this whole five things you need to know segment of this show. Because I listen to it every morning as I'm getting ready for, you know, to do real work here. And,
jeez.
And I go now, okay, between the cheesecake place, the thing about nurses, because your wife is a nurse, and now eyebrows, which if we've listened to the show for any amount of time, we know... The one thing he finds more attractive on a woman than anyone else, anything else, is an eyebrow.
Absolutely.
They really turn him on.
Not eyebrow, eyebrows up. Plural.
Eyebrow, one, that's singular unibrow, all the way across.
Ooh, he's a fan of Frida Kahlo, I see.
Stop. Stop.
Girl, that little bit of light spot right there above the bridge of your
Stop.
Nose.
Oh. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day.
Come on, baby.
Did you know anytime someone returns underwear to Victoria's Secret, they have to shred it because even if it has tags.
It's nasty. We ain't gotta, don't even give me the definition of why it's nasty.
I thought maybe they would wash them and put them back out.
No.
This has
no.
been today's edition of.
No.
One,
two, three,
five things you need to know.
This is getting out of hand. This whole five things you need to know thing. I'm just going to lay that
though,
out loud.
It?
No. No, it's not.
I think everybody assumed that already.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now you made me hit the wrong button, and I'm having a full Dale O'Brien attack.
Oh, yeah, you got
this thing's glitching.
There he is.
Come over here, boy. Let me rub that unibrow like a troll doll.
Ew.
Oh, girl.
I never get lonely. I got the. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
Yo, we got Throwback Thursday tomorrow morning on the Wake Up of the Wolf show. We got more Alan Jackson concert tickets. It's a good morning, y'all.
And you need to watch out because the Facebook sensation sweeping the nation, while it's cute, it's probably going to do some damage to you personally. I'll tell you about that next.
Woo! Look out!
Yeah, girl, I just had me.
With the Wolf Show. Good morning from Dale, Annie, and Chase. Dr. Dale O'Brien and the Morning Experience will be heard back on Monday. Until then, you get America's fill-in guy. Me, Clay, from the afternoon show here, and these numbskulls are still here. Annie, what are you ruining about Facebook this time?
Oh, my gosh. Today is just a day where I am just the...
Well, I came in this morning, and I showed her my new profile pic, which I thought was sweet. It looked like... somebody had painted a picture of me and my wife, my son, and my daughter, and you freaked out over it.
I didn't freak out. I don't understand. Okay.
You kind of freaked out.
They are lovely photos. I don't understand how this app creates them, and they look so nice, but they do. They look like a hand-painted portrait or something.
Everybody's doing it, Annie.
Everybody's logged onto Facebook at least once today, and you've seen this. I know you have. In the corner of the photos, it says newprofilepic.com, but I know it's an app you download that's something along the lines of New Profile Pic. Mm-hmm. Make the pictures.
And why are you dookieing on?
The only reason I'm doing it is because we all know what's going to come in at least a couple hours from now, since this is blown up overnight. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the standard shared post from Facebook News about how someone's going to hack your account from using these photos.
You really think that's going
to... Every time. I've already seen one. I don't know whether to believe it or not because they're blaming it on the Russians, and I think that's kind of dumb, but you've already seen one. Now, we all know that having a cell phone in general takes your information, but there are these third-party apps that are out to get all the bad stuff. You remember, what was that one everybody was doing? Face something.
Face swap.
Yeah, face swap. And it was like, there was a big uproar afterwards because it was like, aha, we got your information. But, that's the same thing as those... How celebrity do I look like? And I always end up coming up Steve Harvey. So,
well, you do have the mustache.
Wow. So, anyways, Chase, proceed with caution.
Chase, you're into computers.
Chase, you're a nerd.
What do you think about this? Will the Russian government get?
Don't blame it on the Russians.
Annie, a la Steve Harvey. Or is it completely safe?
I'm going to have to come out and say that it's probably going to come out with something.
They always do.
Probably. But yeah. I don't care because I have nothing. My life is like...
take my $24.
They could have it.
They'll say, we'll give you your identity back.
Yeah, they're going to give it back to you. Right. They're going to give me money to take it back.
Wow. And you'll be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I don't want to be me.
Annie, real quick. Say, survey says...
Go ahead, read it.
Survey says...
Didn't work out as good as I thought it did. It sounded funny in my head, though.
Jeez.
God knows.
Say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? I was made for you, and you were made for me. What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? If I find somebody else and I don't need you, damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pull you close? What if I lean in and the stars line up and it's our last?
Winston people won't go to Greensboro. Greensboro people won't go to Winston. But everyone cranks the wolf.
You come over when your wine's all gone. Always catch me when I'm not that strong. Then you wind up staying all night long. Ain't nothing new. Then I wake up with you on my chest. You got a way of making me forget. A girl with
with you, the answer's always yes. Every time you call. But I know, yeah, I know it's a matter of time till you walk back out of my life. Leave me standing here lonely, feeling like a fool. Every time you say we're done, you come back to the love you were running from. Don't know why I let you, but I do. Cause I love chasing it.
Wake up with the Wolf Show tomorrow. By the way, it'll be chock full of throwback goodness.
Yes.
Can we preview it real quick though?
Yeah.
Let's do some of that right here.
Okay, let's do it.
You knew him for the watermelon crawl, but you stayed for the country living. T-Bird, let's go a little bass fishing right now. Wolf, y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.